Welcome to another episode of the Event Mind podcast. So I hope you're doing well, and we're making it through what is left of the year. Things change so quickly and rapidly, even on a day-to-day basis in general now, don't they? You can't really make plans for too far ahead. And if you are in the business of events, or you plan events in your job role, it can be really tricky at the moment. And I think really carefully about these episodes when we are preparing for them, and I really think about what value and what insights I can provide through the course of these episodes. So in this particular episode, I want to talk about technology and event technology specifically, but also how event professionals or people who are planning events interact with technology, right? How we play with, engage with technology, how we use technology. And, there are various terms for the role, I guess, that I am speaking about. And sometimes not all of them really reflect the extent or the breadth of the tasks, the responsibilities, and quite frankly, sometimes the skill involved in this particular role. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the event technologist role. Now, there's various roles or titles rather and phrases, and it could be digital coordinator or digital event coordinator, etc. I try and steer away from using the word production or producer, because that again doesn't necessarily accurately reflect the actual skills, tasks and responsibilities that I am talking about. And I think this is part of probably the issue in general, in terms of the content we're seeing out there at the moment about virtual events, hybrid events and events, digital events, online events, etc., etc. There's a key role, there's a key set of skills, there's a key value that is often being overlooked and missed in the whole conversation. Right now, you can go out there and there is a plethora, there's a glut of information about marketing virtual and hybrid events, monetizing virtual and hybrid events, interaction and engagement for and with attendees. And, even EventMind, right? In, at the turn of COVID, that was the thing being spoken about. But then there was always this underlying elephant in the room for us. Because here at EventMind, we've been running, planning, playing, experimenting, testing with digital and online tools, platforms, tech, in the event and community building space for years. And, that means we actually touch technology. We actually test it. We demo it. Okay. So it's not a task that we outsource or give to other people. We know technology. We know how to log into something. We know how to toggle something, move something, change a bit of code to get to a certain result. And what I'm not seeing is enough people talk about this element of the new landscape we find ourselves in. Now, the question is really, we're talking about the modification, the customization, personalizing, adapting, changing, monitoring the actual technology. So when you purchase a piece of software or tech, a virtual event platform, who actually logs in? And what are they doing when they log in to that dashboard or the back end of that software? And at the moment, you may well have gone on various pieces of various demos, rather, right? Sales demonstrations with different platforms and tech and whatnot. But it's very rare that in those demos, you actually see the back end, because most of the time, people don't even know or think to ask to see the back end and ask how you log in. What do you see when you first log in? How do you start? Where do you start? Do you have manuals? Do you do any training on this? But also, that generally isn't the whole point of the sales demonstration. Okay, so they want you to see, the end product and what your event could look like if you went with their solution. The challenge with that, though, is that people tend to feel quite intimidated, overwhelmed, surprised, disappointed, underwhelmed when they have, you know, paid for that invoice, they receive their username and password, and they figure out how to log in, and it's just an empty colouring in book, really. That's the way I always describe it. It's an empty colouring book. And your job is to colour in. And that isn't always easy. You have to connect all of those technical dots to get your event to look anything like the demo that you may have seen and possibly been impressed by. So there is a key skill in this area, okay? You know, there is a key skill. And just to put it into context, you know, sometimes when you see maybe if you might be watching a TV show or you're watching the news and there's a pan out shot and you see all of the other people in the studio. We're talking about those people, right? Who are the people in the control room, at the dashboard, at the decks, moving buttons, pushing things, listening to things, talking in the presenter's ears? We're talking about those roles, right? How do you get from, you know, concept of your event to being live online and everything working the way it should be? The live streaming's working, recorded content's working, things are downloadable, people are logging in seamlessly. That requires some skill, right? There's strategy involved in that. There is a specialism involved in that. And somebody has to manage and or monitor that. And you may well not have that resource in-house, right? So you might be a company or an organization that outsources this. And so you work with an event agency partner, for example, who takes care of all of this for you. Or it could be your IT team that take care of all of this for you, okay? And these skills are needed when you're planning the event, while the event is live and post-event, okay? The actual person or people who interact, who take care of, who manage and monitor the technology itself are crucial to a successful virtual event. You know, I've run a number of virtual events single-handedly over the years. I've also participated in a number of virtual events in some way or another, even in the control room, in that back end process. And very recently, you know, a peer was running a virtual event by himself, and he was managing every single element. And there was a point where he thought, oh, something's gone wrong. Now, because of his experience, he had maybe two or three backup ideas, okay? Two or three safety nets so that the experience could remain as seamless as possible for the attendees. Now, that comes with experience and skill. I'm usually unafraid in a live setting with a virtual or digital event because I have thought about what happens if things go wrong, and I've listed out the potential risks and then made sure that we have the backup plans on hand so that we can activate them if needed. So usually I'm quite calm during those circumstances, but that's because I have the experience and the skills, and I've been in situations where things have gone wrong. And you have to learn from them. You do better next time. You debrief with your client. You do rehearsals and you get it right the next time. But what's interesting is that there's a lot of talk about the marketing, the planning, monetizing. Very little talk, if at all, about the actual, you know, technical delivery and who is taking care of that, what skills are required, and what is best practice. So that is what I wanted to really talk about in this particular podcast episode. And I've got many others planned now that are purely around this event technologist role or space, because that is an area I really feel quite strongly we need to start talking about. We need to get more people trained in this area, because digital skills are going to be absolutely key to the events industry and to every other sector for that matter. But particularly given events people, events businesses touch every sector, we need to have these skills. to help the industry recover, number one, to attract and retain great, bright, young and diverse talent as well. We have to embrace the digital and technical, and not just from the point of view of kind of shiny, you know, new item perspective, but from the point of view that, you know, we have people who are competent and confident and skilled to be left to monitor and manage the technical aspects of an online, of a digital, of a virtual, and yes, even a hybrid event. Now, at EventMind, we've done a lot of research, obviously, over the last few months. We've also, you know, hired and trained countless people now in this particular area, and it continues to be a need. You know, quite often, if you are an organization, you're planning maybe your first or a series of virtual events, you may not be able right now to assign budget to have a company, you know, completely manage that end-to-end process. You may, though, have a budget for training or for consultancy advice, really, on what platforms to choose, how to use it, how to get the best results from it. And so we've seen that as EventMind, right? We have some clients that we manage completely for, but we do also get a lot of organizations approaching us about training. It can be more cost effective, and also it has long-term benefits and values, because of course you actually have in-house resource now that knows how to deliver the technical aspects of a virtual or hybrid or digital event. And it's not purely about the technology by itself, right? Because here's the thing, there's a strategy behind this. You have to be up on digital trends. You have to be genuinely curious and interested in technology, what it's capable of, new features, how it works with the existing technology stack you might have. For example, you have to be interested in and be sourcing new suppliers, new tech, new software, new platforms. You have to also maybe be able or prepared to do some on-site event tech management, right? There's so many elements to it. It's really not just a case of someone sitting at a laptop and pressing some buttons. It's not as 2D as that. In fact, it can be kind of really, really intriguing, dynamic. That's because we love technology here at EventMind, right? So, you know, it is important to understand, who is it in the team who will be assigned this task to log into that dashboard and start modifying it, monitor that platform? Do they know where to find the data and analytics? Do they know how to read said data and analytics? Right? When something goes wrong, who knows how to fix it? Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, this is what we paid for, or we are going to pay for when we buy the virtual event platform or the event technology. Now, not all providers of said technology provide support of that kind. Okay, and if they do, often there's a premium price that comes with that. You know, we know at the moment most companies are spending up to £5,000 on event technology. That's like a comfortable region. You can spend a lot more, but up to £5,000, okay? Now, generally speaking, though, the technology that's within that price range does not come with that bespoke, continuous, end-to-end customer and technical support. So, again, if you have invested in that, you either have an agency partner or you have in-house resource that is trained to modify said platform and then monitor it throughout the life of the event. So either way, someone has to do this particular job, okay? Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do it, and it is an important role. And, you know, the role can also cover things like gamification, automation, virtual reality, artificial reality, artificial intelligence, hybrid events, virtual events. There's so many elements to that technology. Right now, you know, there are countless apps and softwares that have come to the market to enhance the virtual event experience, whether it's live illustration, you know, on-screen graphics, you know, all of these kind of special effects, etc. And again, the technologist role, that individual has the skills, has the industry insight, has the hands-on experience to understand how these pieces of tech work with each other, if they can work with each other all at once, or, you know, some at some point, how to integrate them, how to manage them while they're live. And then, yes, how to go back and get the data, how to go back and store and make sure elements of your content are recorded and then edited. I mean, it really is quite a crucial role now in this new landscape that we find ourselves in. So it's clear as well, I mean, I've been doing some extensive research, you know, less than a quarter of event professionals, for example, know how to use event technology, feel confident using event technology. So clearly more support and training is needed. More support and training is needed in this area. And I really would encourage you, you know, there's a lot of content out there about marketing and monetizing events, and that will continue to evolve and change. You can find that anywhere. You know, you can upskill in that anywhere. The technical side, though, does require at least some time. It's not something you can read a blog piece on and off you go, you've got it. Right. And when you think about some of these larger scale events, conferences, exhibitions, trade shows, etc., etc., you know, ones, events that can be over a period of days, for example, that requires technical skill. That requires technical skill. You know, it's a really multifaceted role. And so, you know, in light of the fact that I can see a lot of feedback happening online about customer service or the lack thereof sometimes from virtual event or, you know, an event technology providers, for example, you know, sometimes, you know, the reality of customizing the platform is not entirely made clear, you know, at the sales, at the point of sale, for example, you know, so again, you're then relying on some PDF downloadables, maybe a couple of short videos to figure out how you customize the platform so that it looks the way you want it to look on the front end. It can be quite tedious. It can be quite tedious. So, you know, it's really, really important right now to devote some time, really and truly, to understanding how you can work with this kind of technology and get some good training in this area. Get some good training in this area. So stay tuned. I'm going to be talking a lot more about event technology training and the interaction with the tech itself. I've looked at a numerous of training courses that have come out about virtual and hybrid events over the last few months. And even the best ones, because there are some that, you know, they're not as good as they need to be, really, right? I've looked at even some of the best ones, and there's one in particular I saw that I thought, that is definitely a really, really thorough and comprehensive course. But still and yet, there was not a module about the technology, how you use, how you modify the technology itself. So, you know, it seems as if planners are going ahead to learn how to, you know, managers and planners and consultants, freelancers, etc., going ahead to find out how to, you know, work with event technology. But there's no actual training on the actual technology, right? So there are lists and blogs about the platforms that are available, the different things that they do. But again, very little resource on how you make them do that thing. And that's it. You know, the platforms, the tech and the software, to be honest with you, for the most part, is like a car without any petrol. You've got to put the petrol in, though, to get the car to move, to get from A to B. And that is the piece that we really need to start paying attention to. Where are the digital skills, the technical skills, okay, to make the platform do the things you need it to do so that your virtual, your hybrid, your online, your digital event is a success? So that's really what I wanted to share in this particular episode. If you're wondering what to do with an empty dashboard, maybe you have recently purchased a virtual event platform, or some software, and you're thinking, how on earth are we going to make this do what it needs to do? How are we going to customize this so it looks somewhat decent or very similar to the demo, or the attendee visual navigation, the attendee experience is the best that it can be, and you're not sure? Get in touch with us, drop us an email, give us a call. It's absolutely fine. Okay, we can help you, we can provide some training, and you know, we can also maybe give you some insights into some of the platforms that are far simpler for beginners, for example. You know, if you're an absolute beginner right now, there are some platforms that are better than others, really and truly. There are some platforms that are better than others to get yourself started. So I hope that's been helpful. Until next time, take care.